Never seen him this happy before.
That's because you've never seen him on Restock the Medicine Cabinet Day.
Look! A new topical antihistamine with lidocaine. Wow. I can't wait till I get a rash.
Oh, GasX has a new ultra strength. Guess they really do read their mail.
Hey, isn't that Professor Proton?
Oh, yeah.
Look at him, just standing in line like he wasn't moderately famous 30 years ago. Let's go say hello.
Oh, maybe we shouldn't bother him.
I'm not going to bother him. I'm going to talk to him.
He thinks there's a difference.
Arthur, it's me, Sheldon Cooper. But you may not remember because of your advanced age.
Trust me, I remember.
But this is my girlfriend, Amy. Amy, this is television legend Arthur Jeffries. His science show inspired millions of children.
Hold on. You have a girlfriend.
Yes, and I've heard so much about you. Hey, look, we're wearing the same orthopedic shoes. Can't believe I dress like a celebrity.
Okay, I get it now.
Dr. Jeffries, hello again, Leonard Hofstetter.
Oh, right. I remember your girlfriend. Is she here?
No, she's not.
So what prescription are you getting filled?
Sheldon.
Yeah, no, wait, I want to guess. Don't tell me.
I wasn't going to tell you.
Sheldon, come on.
No, I'm really good at this. All right, give me a hint. Does it involve difficulty initiating a stream of anything?
Well, given my age, that's more than just a lucky guess.
Hey, Sheldon, let's go mock the people buying homeopathic medicine. You love that.
But I'm hanging out with my friend, and we're having fun. Look how happy he is.
Our whole universe was in a hot, dense state that nearly 14 billion years ago expansion started. Wait, the Earth began to cool, the autotrophs began to drool, Neanderthals developed tools, we built a wall. We built the pyramids. Math, science, history, unraveling the mystery that all started with a Big Bang. Hey!
Bernie's having a girls' night on Friday at our place. You want to do something?
Actually, I'm busy.
Doing what?
There's a new sports bar over on Colorado Avenue.
You're going to girls' night?
Yeah.
But you know they're making jewelry, right?
You think they came up with that? They were gonna drink beer and play darts.
What's up?
Not his testosterone levels.
Excuse me, I happen to be very comfortable with my masculinity.
How is that possible?
Hey, I got an email from Professor Proton.
Oh, goody! What's it say?
He's working on a paper about nano vacuum tubes and wants to know if I'd take a look at it.
That's strange. They would come to you for that and not me. Oh, I got two emails from him. Do you have Leonard's email address? And never mind, I found it. I can't believe he picked you over me.
You don't want to read a paper by some old has-been who hasn't done any real science in decades.
Yes, nothing to cry about.
Yep, Sheldon Cooper does not cry.
It's true. You'd rust.
And to think I idolized that man. And why? At the end of the day, he's just another Hollywood phony.
Is it really worth getting upset about?
Yeah, they say don't meet your heroes. Don't peek behind that curtain of fame and celebrity, because if you do, you'll see them as they really are. Degenerate carnival folk.
Come on, he's a retired kids show host.
It's even worse. You're using the sweet candy of science to trick children into loving him. Pervert.
Have you ever thought about why Arthur didn't want you to read his paper?
Yes, I have. And my only conclusion is the prescription he was picking up the other day was for cuckoo pills.
Maybe he found you a bit much.
That's kind of a stretch. Look, when it comes to social skills, I've mastered the big three. There's the coy smile. There's the friendly chuckle. There's the vocalization of sympathy. Aww. That last one's tricky. I'm still working on it.
Well, from what I saw the other day, I could understand why he and some people might find you.
What?
Doesn't matter.
No, go ahead, say it. I know what it is. I've heard it my whole life. The word's annoying. You go ahead, say it. Say it. Say, I'm annoying.
Sheldon.
No, it won't hurt my feelings. Go ahead, Amy, say, I'm annoying. I'm annoying. I'm annoying. I'm annoying. Yeah, now where are you going? Look, you know you want to say it. Say it. Say, I'm annoying. Go ahead, say it. Say it. Say it. Amy, say it. Well, she can't stand it when I'm right.
This is fun. I'm gonna feel like such a vixen wearing jewelry that doesn't have a list of medications I'm allergic to.
Benny, how's it going over there?
Good, I'm just having a little trouble with the glue.
How do you not know how to use glue? Did you ditch preschool?
Yeah, but only because I was dating a second grader.
Hello, everyone.
Okay, let me have it. Let's hear all the Raj is a girl jokes.
No, Bernadette told me it isn't nice, and I'm not allowed.
Thank you.
So I won't be making fun of you, or the things you like, or the fact that you just want to have fun.
Howie, stop. Come on, look at what I'm making.
It's actually pretty nice.
I'm making a bracelet.
Yeah, I'm just making a mess.
You know, instead of beads and glue, you guys can use my soldering iron. You'd be able to make much cooler stuff.
Well, I think we're doing just fine, thank you.
Actually, I'd kind of like to try that.
Me too. I'll
be right back.
When did I have pistachios?
Arthur? 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 Door knocker. That's TV money.
Sheldon, what are you doing here?
I'm sorry. Did I wake you?
Of course you woke me at 7:30.
Well, I would have been here sooner, but for some reason, your home isn't on this map of Hollywood stars.
What do you want, Sheldon?
It's been pointed out by my girlfriend that I may have been annoying to you.
She sounds like a keeper.
Anyway, I wanted to apologize. I am truly sorry.
All right, apology accepted. Have a nice night.
Now that we've cleared the air, I wanted to discuss another matter with you.
Sheldon, in a couple hours, I have to get up, pee, and then wander around the house.
Well, then I'll make this quick. I want to talk about the paper you sent Leonard. Now, I know he said it's promising and he's going to collaborate on it, but now that you and I are friends again, I am at your disposal. And frankly, lending my name and reputation to it will help because a lot of people think that you're a washed-up has-been. Or dead.
I should be so lucky.
So, what do you say?
You know, if it's all the same with you, I think I'll stick with Leonard.
Yeah. It's because I'm annoying, right? I know it is. Say it. Say it. Say, I'm annoying.
Good night.
Yeah, now, say it. Arthur, say it. Say, I'm annoying. Say it. Say it. I'm annoying. Say it.
You're annoying.
Wow, that really hurt.
If you would have told me when I was a kid that someday I would be doing science next to Professor Proton, I would not have believed you.